After the Gemara,
you can't put a kli underneath the chicken to mekabel the egg, because the egg is muksan. But you're allowed to put a kli on top of the egg. Shloiti shover. Today that the egg should not break. Omar Rabba, my time with Reb Chisda. Like, what's the chiluk? How come you're not allowed to put the kli underneath the egg, but you're allowed to put the kli on top of the egg? What's the difference? Is ksovar, Reb Chisda holds, tarnagoyles asuya lahato beitzotzeb biashpa. It's a shchiyatik azah that a chicken should lay an egg ba'ashpa, meaning on a flat piece of ground. And the ashpa is like junkyard where people walk there, and it's a shchiyat that people step on top of the egg and break it. It's not normal that the chicken should hatch the egg in a slanty place that we're afraid the egg will roll down. And therefore you want to put the kli underneath to mekabel the beitza. So as far as like this, something that shchiach, that's a danger is going to happen to it, that's a mitzvah, often happens often, to a bottom of Matthew to save it. Therefore, we're going now to Svarim. Really, you shouldn't be allowed to pick up this kli al manas the tzarech of an egg. Since the egg was hatched on Shabbos, it's muksa. It's not a dover metaltul. We're going with the Svarim. You can't touch any kli litzarech that muksa. Now here, the Rabbanan gave a special heter on a motzi, something that happens often, that when the egg is laid in normal place, people step on top of it and may break it. So Hatzola Metsuya, the Rabbanan will mat you touch the kli to put it on top of the egg. But Hatzola Sheinu Motsu, something that's not shchiyah for it to happen, lo yatiru. It's not shchiyah if the egg should start rolling down, that you have to put a kli underneath it to catch it. So since it's not shchiyah for it to happen, the Rabbanan will not mat you to do it. That's the chiluk. The chiluk is if it's motzi or it's not motzi to happen. Eisvev, the Marakashim, Eisvev Yabaya. It's such a svar like that, that something doesn't happen so often. Through Rabbanan will not matter you, for a time you weren't in a braisa. If you have a barrel full of wine, and it's tevel dik wine, you didn't take off truma samaisis yet. So churas tevel, it's mukser on Shabbos. And now the kli broke, and the yain is starting to fall out of it. Barosh gag on top of your roof, is the eitzah maybe kli, you're allowed to bring another kli next to it, or meniach tachter, put it underneath it, and to save it. Slechura, how are you allowed to be metal to this new kli? To save the old wine, Lechura, since the old wine now is tevel, it's like muksum, it should be also to metaltlet. It's muksa, it should be no heta to metaltlet. The teretz is begulfi charati. We're talking about new barrels. New barrels are shchiach for it to break. If it's shchiach for it to break, therefore the Rabban will matter you to do it. The gulfi charati, the shchiach tapaki, a new barrel that shchiach, the first time you use it, the wine will bust and the wine will come out of it. Therefore, it's a hatzola mitzuya. The rabbanu will mat you to touch the kli to serve that. Eist v'nodik kasha. It says noisn on the Mishnah later, noisnin kli tachas haner lekabin nitzutzes. As even though our Mishnah says, if you have a lamp that's burning on Shabbos, you can't put a kli underneath to catch the oil. But here we're talking about not the oil, but the sparks that are falling down. You have a lamp on top of the table, and all of a sudden the sparks are coming down. So, partially you're afraid the sparks will burn the table. So here it's mutter to put a kli underneath it to catch the sparks. It shouldn't burn it. Is lechura lekashrei, you're moving the kli now to catch sparks. Sparks is muksa. So how are you allowed to move the kli? Elamai, it's not solo to say something, even though it's not shchiach. The teretz is no. The teretz is not mishchiach. It's a shchiyatik azach that sparks should fall out of the lamp. Therefore, the matthew to put the kli underneath it. So, tell you the kasher b'zoy. Why aren't you allowed to put the kli then underneath the shemen to cast the shemen? Hey, zuchur, it's more shchiach that shemen should drip down from a burning lamp than sparks should fall down. So, b'zoy, if it's called motzui, so they should even be matthew to take the kli to cast the shemen underneath it. The Torah says, "Pufakid, since it's so shchiach for the shemen to fall down from the lamp, normal people put the kli there before Shabbos. So therefore, they weren't matir do it on Shabbos. Mashenken itzaitzis is not that shchiach, so people don't think about it before Shabbos to put the kli there. So if you didn't put the kli there before Shabbos, but does it happen sometimes that sparks come out of the lamp? Yes, it does happen. So therefore, they're bottom of matir to do it on Shabbos. Eisrei, another kash we have. There's al shver, the way we're learning pshat on Reb Chisda, that really Reb Chisda learns there's no heter to touch a kli, even heter to take a kli, for a tzarech of muksa. They're only matiyu for hatzolot, to save something, where it's motzri the hezeka. Eisrei, another kash we have. There's alocha koifin karo al haner shelo yochas. If you have a lamp that's burning in your house, and the fire is coming very high, and you're afraid the fire is going to burn the ceiling, or burn the kira, so you're allowed to put a kli, like aluminum foil, on top of the fire, to stop the fire from going up to the roof. It's mutter. Even though you're touching a kli now, to stop fire, fire is muksan Shabbos. So you see, you're allowed to move a kli for hatzolah. And have a meaner is that not shriach, that a fire should burn a house down. The mal lamps are not afraid that the fire is going to go up and burn the house. And the Gemara Teretz says, V'bote gechini. We're talking about a small house, like a midget house. Teshchichi bo'od leka. It's a very small roof. Then the mal, if you have a lamp inside the house, since the roof is only a foot high, so it's shchiach that the fire should go to the roof. Therefore, it's a zeka that's motzuit rabbon wamatiyo. So Rashi, Eisvei koifin kara shocheris, an earthly kli, agavi haner, to stop the fire from burning the roof. The Teretz says, gechini nemuchim. We're talking about a very low roof. On a very low roof, that's a shkiyadika thing that the fire should burn the ceiling. Right, another kasher is the Gemara later. V'chein koira shenishpro. You have your roof, a beam on the roof that broke on Shabbos. And you're pashut afraid the house is going to cave in. The roof is going to cave in. There's a heta, soimchen oiso b'sasel. You like to put a new sasel, the basin, a new like tub, or underneath the curve to hold the curve from falling in. Then the long sticks of the bed, you're also allowed to put near the beam to hold the beam up. So the chura, when the beam is falling down, the chura, that's like muksa, that's part of a binyan. Still we see you're allowed to be metal to these kalim for hatzolah, and the haver mean is this hatzolah is not shchiach, it's not shchiach that the roof should cave in on Shabbos. So Drashi, it's a Mishnah later. Shenishpura b'Shabbos. The pyra, the roof, broke on Shabbos. Is the heta aruchas hamita limishtes, the boards, the sides of the bed, the frame of the bed, you're allowed to use to hold the ceiling up. Or else the safsel, the klihu, it's a basin. Umute letotla, it's mutet matatl. Either who are you doing it to keep the building up, which is muksa type of a binyan? The terrace is, the kshuri charati, we're talking about a new house. A new roof. The avidi de paki. You have new beams, they get the schiach with the break. Trashe b'kshuri charati. Shlaniv de kuadayim. It didn't get too close yet, too cemented down yet. When you have heavy weight on top of it, matzo yabayas aleim, shayotochin agagasayim, vetit schiach de paki. They used to put tar on top of their roofs. So they put a lot of tar would weigh down the roof. So new beams that didn't like sink in yet, it was shaykh would crack. So it's a zeka the shriach. Therefore, the matthew to move these kalim to save the house from caving in, because it's called hatzolah, that shriach. And we'll see exactly later why it isn't the shal of binyan. That the Mishnah says about the only allowed to put another beam to hold that beam up, not to pick it up. Like if the thing is not much halfway down, you want to pick it up the beam, that's an issa binyan. We're talking about you're just putting it, it shouldn't fall down more. That's not a shalom for Nisa Binyan. Just you're putting it there just that the roof should not cave in more. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. Weiter. Neusnin is a noch halacha, this Mishnah in Beitza. Neusnin kli tachas hat laf b'Shabbos. The laf means rainwater. You have a leak in your roof on Shabbos and the water's coming into the middle of your living room. Not nice. So what do you want to do? You want to put a kli underneath to catch the rainwater that's coming in. So Churon Havmin, the rainwater is like muksa. It's dirty water. It's not right to use. So how are you allowed to touch a kli to put a kli underneath to save the rainwater? Yeah. The Teretz is, Bebati charati deshchicha didalfi. A new house, you're not used to it yet, so it's not so good. The roof is not good yet. It's shchicha, you'll have leaks in a new house. So it's called Hazekia Motzli. Therefore, the Rabbanu will mat you to touch the kli that serves this muksa. Shrashi, Taches Hadelef, Lekabla, to Mekabla the rainwater. So Morris Teretz is talking about a new house that Shchiach to have leaks. This is also Reb Chizda's pshat, or at least the way the Gemara wants. This is the way Rabbah wants to say pshat in Reb Chizda, that the reason why you're allowed to put a kli on top of the egg, that's because that Shchiach that people should step on top of the egg and break it. So at Solomitzuyah, the Rabbanu will mati to touch the kli that serves the egg. Mashenkin, to put the kli underneath the egg, that's usur, because that's not shchiach sochatzol. It's not shchiach that the egg should be hatched in a place where your fray is going to roll down and crack, and you now want to put a kli underneath the egg to catch the egg. That's not shchiach rabbanim were mat to you. That's Rabbi's svar. We'll soon see. We don't pass them like that. That's Rabbi's svar. Rabbi Yosef, we pass them like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, no. Hainu time of the chizda. You want to know what the chizda is svara? That there's a chilik that you're allowed to put a kli on top of an egg that was hatched on Shabbos, but you can't put a kli underneath the egg. What's the chilik? Mishum the kamavato kli mechonai poshit. As we hold, you're allowed to touch a kli, even though it's litzarech adavra muksa, but you're allowed to touch a kli. A hetadik kli you could touch for whatever reason you want. You're allowed to be metaltlit. So b'zoy here, you're allowed to put a kli on top of the egg. Since you're not touching the egg, and you're not being mevatel the kli there, anytime you want, just take the kli away. So that's mutter on Shabbos. But to put the egg underneath, put the kli underneath, your plate underneath, that when the egg comes down, it'll come on the plate. When it comes on the plate, there'll be a din muksa. It's like bosses of davar osur. So now the kli also becomes muksa. You can't take the kli away anymore. So that's an issa for mevatel kli mechonen. Once you put the plate underneath the egg, you're not allowed to take the plate and use it again. Like Rashi said, it's like you'd be mevato the kli. Like the top place it says, the mevato kli mechonon, a perik vatsu appears because she's in the last perik. Rashi says, the yosem is shum demechsek isoiser. It looks like you're breaking the kli. Hey, since you put this kli underneath the egg, and when the egg comes in, now you're not allowed to move the kli anymore. So it's daimim with the rabbon as if you broke the kli. You can't use the kli anymore. It's daimim with the sfira. The Khan before Rashi's Mazber, Pirish the Chosh of Kilu Mechabroi Shem Batit. Here Rashi says like an Issa Binyan. It looks like you're building it, you're like cementing it into the ground. That's like an Issa Binyan. It's like some says it goes to say why Rashi said two different shotim. But the core point was an Issa to be Mevato Kli Mechonoi. You're not allowed to put a Kli in a Matzib that now you can't use it anymore. It's an Issa with the Rabbon. So that's the Chilip. To put the kli under the egg, now since the egg's on top of it, it's muksa, it's bosses, you can't use the kli. But to put the kli on top of the egg, whenever you want, just take the kli away, that's mutter. Sidrashi, the ein nois time of the chizda, the ein nois ten kli tachas tanagrilis, bevnei shemrato kli mehechonoi. At the beginning, this plate was right to use whatever you want. You could move it on Shabbos. For Yachshav, now that you put it underneath the egg's on top of it, or say a muksa. Now that the egg is on top, you're not allowed to move this kli anymore. Because it has muksa inside, you'd be metal to the muksa. It's also. So that's called the Mimavato kli mechonen. That's Rabbi Yosef's svar. For the more Eisvei Abaye, Abaye has a kasha to Rabbi Yosef. His halacha we had before, Chov Yishol Tevel. If you have a wine barrel full of tevel, that means you didn't take off trumas and maaser before Shabbos. So tevel occurs muksa on Shabbos. Since you're not allowed to eat this tevel, it has an issa to eat it. It's muksa, not allowed to touch it. Still, the Mishnah says later, shenishbro, it broke on top of the roof. Is maybe kli acher? You could bring another kli, another whole barrel, or meniach tachten, put it underneath this barrel to mekabel to catch the wine. When this wine now falls into this barrel, second barrel, you'd be mevato kli mechonai. Hey, since the wine is tevel, is muksa, when the tevel comes into the new barrel, you're not going to be mevato that barrel anymore. So if you learn there's an issa, be mevato kli mechonai, and there's no heter of hatzol in such a case, so why are you allowed to save the wine from getting lost? You'd be mevato kli mechonai. And for the Gemara, or Malay, name tevel is different. Tevel nusvara, tevel muchen uetzel Shabbos. Tevel is not considered in the Yisra of bimavato kli mechonli. Tevel in certain ways is considered muchen, is considered usable on Shabbos. Even though right now calls them on its tevel of adam, it's muksa, and you're not allowed to use it the way it is. Still it's called muchen. Why? Shim ovru, somebody went and did an Yisra, midirabon, and you're not allowed to take off trumas and maistas on Shabbos. Midiraita of adam, it's muta. Midirabon, you're not allowed to. Let's say somebody did an Avera, and on Shabbos somebody took off the Trumas and Maises out of this Tevel now. V'tiknoi is Alocha Mesukin. Then the Tevel, this wine, becomes drinkable, and then Avad is not Muxer anymore. So since this wine is possible to be made Mutter on Shabbos, even the way it is right now in this Kli, so it's not called the Isra B'mavato Kli Mechonan. It's not considered did something to this new barrel now, that this barrel cannot be used at all for the rest of Shabbos. Because the barrel has a possibility of to be used. If you close the money, you're not masakin the tevel, you didn't do an isurim, havad, you're not allowed to use the barrel. Because the tevel is muksa. But a new svara, since you could be masakin it, even though you have to do an isurim, but after the isurim is done, it's mamish mutter to move the barrel the way it is, there's no isurim, havad, the kli mechonai. Well, that's Pesach Kasher. Why in the Mishnah do we say, if you have a lamp that's burning, the oil's burning, we say you're not allowed to put a kli underneath the lamp on Shabbos. Why? Because the oil's going to drip down and go into the kli. When it goes into the kli, since the shemen is muksam, you'd be mevatel kli mechonai. Now that this kli has this muksa, the shemen inside, you can't move the kli, so it's called mevatel kli mechonai. We understand the same svara. Luitzu, somebody to come now and spill the shemen out. Im ava, somebody will move the muksa out. The kli is movable again. Hey, the kli is only muksa, kolzman, the shemen is inside it. But luitzu, somebody comes and spills out the shemen, the kli will be mutter again. So just like we're saying here now, we have tevel. You allow to catch tevel in the kli. I calls them on the tevel is inside its muksa. For saying a svara, you could be masak in this tevel. You could take off truma semaitis and make it mutter. So the same thing, if shemen falls into the kli, you also have a heter. Spill out the shemen, then the kli becomes mutter. Otai says a chilek that the shemen calls them on the shemen is in the kli. There's no heter to metalta the way it is. As you can never be matter the shemen. The shemen remains muksa the whole Shabbos. Here, tevel itself becomes mutter. Hey, so the way it is right now, this tevel inside the kli is not borer. The way it is now has to remain also those Shabbos. It's possible to mistaken a tevel. You'll take out the trumas and maizes from here, so the tevel, the way it is in the kli, becomes mutter. So that's not a svara b'mavat the kli mechonon. But the shemen calls the man. The shemen is in the kli. Avada it's also the shemen is muksa. There's no way to make the shemen ice muksa on Shabbos. So therefore, calls them on the shemen is in the kli, it's mevat the kli mechonai. So there's no way to spill out the kli. That's like doing a different mitzvah to it. But the way it is now, there's no heter, that's also. Just by tevel, the way it is now with the wine inside the barrel, the tevel took a wine, is a heter, a possibility to make it mutter the way it is. That's the new svarim. That doesn't go into the yisra, be mevat the kli mechonai. We're talking about you do. I don't know. The Mahu told me you want to put it there for the egg. You're not allowed to do it. If you have a softness, I'm also you can't do it. What reason are you doing it for otherwise? You're doing it only for the purpose the egg will come in there, so you're not allowed to do it then.
When I say, because that's when I'm doing the malacha, when I put it down, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, you're right, but that's the purpose you're doing. You're doing it for the purpose the egg should come in there, so you shouldn't do it for that purpose. You're not allowed to do it for that purpose. And you do it, Mustami, no more is going to happen, so you shouldn't you're not allowed to do it. Yeah. So that's a nuch svara here. That tevel is called muchen eitzel Shabbos. Weiter. Neusten and kli we had before. Neusten and kli tachas haner lekabel nitzoytzis. You're allowed to put a kli underneath a lamp, not to mekabel the shemen, but just to mekabel the sparks. As a churu, the sparks is muksa. So when the sparks come on the kli, you'd be mevat the kli mechonai. And the Gemara poshet, Amar Rav Huna, Brei Yeshua, nitzoytzis ain ben mamish. The excitis by itself is nothing. A spark is nothing. You just want to stop the spark from burning the table. But when the spark comes in the kli, it diminishes. There's nothing there. There's not even there's a muksa. Once the spark goes out, you can't say you have muksa in the kli. You can't touch the kli. Avada the kli is mutter. There's nothing there. As the spark goes away, that's not. That's called a dovah shein by mamish. There's nothing there. Avada there's no issa muksa later to touch the kli. So you're not calling it mevato kli. Drashi ein ben mut mamish. After the ashes or the sparks fall on the kli, you could move the kli. There's no, it's not called muksas in there anymore. Right, another kashri is we have from the Mishnah later. If the roof, a beam in the roof broke on Shabbos, it says you're allowed to put a basin like a tub underneath the roof, the beam to hold it up. You could lose the frame of your bed to hold up the beam. So the chur the kashri is. When you put the frame there, l'chura, you'd be mevata kli mechonai. Because once you put it there, you can't take it out anymore. And the havamin risk, because you're sticking it in like very tight. Since it's very tight in the metzias, you can't move it out anymore. So you'd be mevata the kli mechonai. So it should be an itzah like you're being saisi, you're breaking this basin now, or you're breaking the mitah, you're breaking the frame of the bread. The Teretz says, no, the rafi, boom. The rafi. You only put it in very loose. The boy is shokule. Anytime you want, you can still pull out the basin or pull out the frame of the bed. So it's not called bimavato kli mechone. It's only mutter when the beam like cracked and your frame will come down more. So you put another thing there just right near it because it shouldn't come down more. But it's still very loose there. It's not like tight, you can't pull it out. You can still tape it away. So on Shabbos, it's not called bimavato kli mechone. Rashi v'chein koira has kosal kotayt and have miner is shemahat koishom that when you put the frame of the bed to hold up the beam you make it very tight there. Then yochu shulitla in the mitzvah you can't move it anymore. It's like stuck in there. So as though you've been about to clean mechonei, the Teretz says no. You put it there very loose. You can still take it out anytime you want. For the Monocha Kasha, Noisnen Dli Tachas Hadela for Shabbos. Says if you have a leak in your roof on Shabbos, dirty water is coming in, you're allowed to put a clear soup bowl underneath to capture the water. I, the Havimini, is now the water is dirty rainwater, which is muksa. It's not roi for anything. So how could you put your soup bowl underneath to capture it? When it comes in a soup bowl, the bowl now, because it has muksa inside it, it's also, you've got to clear mechonah, you can't use the bowl anymore. Teretzi, the Talmud Afka, but last haroi. No, it's talking about clean rainwater. Like most rainwater, even though there's a leak in the roof, when it comes in, you put it into a jar, you can drink the water. The water is nice and clean. Just you don't want the water to go over your floor, go over your table. That's why you put a clear to capture it. But the water is not muksa, it's roi. Rashi, roi l'shtiyah, it's clean rainwater. Kol elu mishnayislein. All these kashas so far for different mishnayislein we use. Right, another kasha is, it says in Mishnah later, or the Sefta, koifin es asal lefnehu afroichim. If you have birds that want to go up on top of the aliyah, and while you had a chicken coop on top, so you're allowed to put a sal, you're allowed to put a basket in front of the birds, that the birds like should hop onto the basket, and from the basket will hop into the coop. Shiyalo v'yerdu. They'll go up and they'll come down again. So Hura, how could you put the sal on Shabbos, this basket on Shabbos, near the birds, that the bird should go on top of it, where the bird is muksa on Shabbos? So when the bird itself is on top of the sal is muksa. So Hura, how are you allowed to let the chickens put a basket there that the chicken should go on top of it? And the Gemara, Kesava Mutla Tautla, it's not Shver. He holds, even though you put the sal, the basket, for the chickens to go up, still it's Mutla, the basket doesn't become Muksa. For the Gemara, Astira, the Yotani, another Tesefto, Ostla Tautla, no? When it's also, once you put the basket for chickens to go and the chickens went on top of it, it's Muksa, you're not allowed to touch it anymore. The Teretz says, Boydin Olof. Talking about when is it also, Kozuman, the chicken is on top of the basket, then you're not allowed to touch the basket. Because you're like moving the chicken, and the chicken is muksa on Shabbos. But when the chicken flies off the basket, goes up, then you let it touch the basket. The basket doesn't stay muksa. And the chicken is not oimit to stay on the basket on Shabbos. You only put the basket there so the chicken can like hop on the basket, and from the basket hop up. But it's oimit to hop up. So as soon as it hops off the basket becomes mutter again. So therefore it's not called you to be mevatel this basket, it's mutter.
The kli by the holds the korah. I mean, that's
yeah.
As long as it's loose and this is and it's mutter to do it. So certainly, this is loose.
I will soon see. Yeah. So the Bible we're saying is mutter. The Bible is coming over. There's a teretz. Why it's mutter? The teretz is that when is it muksa? Only when the chickens are on top of it. But when the chickens go off it, it's not muksa. So therefore, it's mutter to do it. Because you're not being about the kli miyachonai. For the more of a tanya, another brayser though says no. Afal pi she'ein oidin olov oser. Says no here. If you put a basket for the chickens to go on top of it, here the Bryce says once the chickens went on top of the basket, it became muksa once, it remains muksa for the rest of the Shabbos. Even though the chickens go off the basket, still the basket remains usa. So Ashton is a steer in the Bryces, and according to this last Bryce, then it should be usa. It's called Yibi Mevato, Kli Mechonai. But there it says, Omer Bavua, the Oiden Olof Kol Ben Ashmoshes. This Bryce is talking about a kimto where you put the basket there at the beginning of Shabbos ben Ashmoshes, and a chicken went on top of the basket the whole ben Ashmoshes. We have the sugis before what ben Ashmoshes is. It's 15 minutes, 18 minutes, all different shurim how much ben Ashmoshes is. I'll call upon him at the beginning of Shabbos, the chicken was on top of the basket at the beginning of Shabbos. And there was a klal in the whole Masechta by Muksa that we say, Migu this katsoil ben Ashmoshes, without the beginning of Shabbos ben Ashmoshes. This kli was muksa. It was not usable. Is katzor lekulu yoyimu. It remains muksa for the whole Shabbos. Here, if a chicken was on top of the basket at the beginning of Shabbos, so the beginning of Shabbos, the kli is not usable. A kli that's not usable at the beginning of Shabbos automatically remains muksa for the whole Shabbos. So that's Pshanah's last brisa, that the chicken went on top of the basket at the beginning of Shabbos. The Baal was there ben Ashmoshes, we say migum. This katzor le ben Ashmoshes, since it was muksa to move this basket, calls the man the birds on top of it, because that's called you moving a bird. So ben Ashmoshes, you weren't allowed to move it. It's considered muksa for the whole Shabbos. The other brises are talking about at the beginning of Shabbos, the bird did not go on top of the basket. So the beginning of Shabbos, the basket was mutter. In the middle of Shabbos, the bird went on top of it. That we pass ain't muksa lechati Shabbos. True, kolzaman, the bird is on top of the basket. You can't touch the basket. Because that's considered you're moving the bird is muksa on Shabbos. But when the bird flies off the basket becomes mutter again. Therefore, in the middle of Shabbos, you're allowed to put a basket in front of the chickens, that the chicken should go on top of the basket, because avada, they're going to fly off the basket. And when they fly off the basket, you're allowed to move the basket. Therefore, it's not called mavata kli mechonot. At the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, you would not be allowed to put a basket in front of the chickens, that the chickens should fly on top of it. Because if the chicken stays on at the whole Ben Hashmoshes, you're mavata kli mechonot. You can't use this kli the rest of the Shabbos, and it's awesome. Rashi called Ben Hashmoshes. Avol nos nushom mishach shecho. But if you first put the basket in front of the birds after mishach shecho, after it's vadi Shabbos, muta litloi im ein afrechem olav. Then the klal is when the birds fly off the basket becomes muksa. Because we say ein muksa chatzis Shabbos. It's only migulas katzoy at the beginning of Shabbos. It remains also the whole Shabbos. So here the heter is, in the middle of Shabbos, you're allowed to put the basket near the birds, because when the birds fly off it, it becomes ice muksa, so you're allowed to touch it. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Kishem Shein Noistin Kli Takas Tanagilis, Lekabel Beit Soso, just like Reb Chisda said, you're not allowed to put a kli underneath the egg to catch an egg that's being hatched now on Shabbos, because you'll be mivat the kli mechonoi, because the egg is muksa, and you're putting it on top of a kli, you mivat the kli, kach the same alocha, en koifen no leho kli, bishvil shloti shover. As he holds, who then you can't put a kli on top of the egg. Even though the kli doesn't become muksa now, it's only on top of the egg. Anytime you want, you can take away the kli. There's only klal of bosses. Bosses means if you have a kli that's muksa on top of the kli, it's like the kli is like holding up the muksa, so kli also becomes muksa. That's only if the egg is on top of the kli. But we have the egg on the floor, and you have a kli on top, the kli doesn't become muksa. So anytime you want, you're allowed to take away the kli. Still he holds, you're not allowed to put the kli on top of the egg. Why not? You're not being about the kli mechonai. The Teretz says he holds, Ksovar en kli nitl el dover hanitl b'shabes. That's Reb Yitzchak's chumra, as a muksadik esvara. You can't move any hetadik kli, even a regular soup bowl. You can't move it for a purpose of a dover also. You only allowed to move it, kelim, for a purpose of dover heter. You could move a spoon or a plate, the tzarech achila. But to move this plate, I'm not to put on top of the egg, you're doing it for the purpose of the egg. And the egg is muksa, how to abuse it, you can't be metalkal. We don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. That's what?
Is there Rabbi Chemi?
No, Rabbi Chemi is a bigger chumra. Rabbi Chemi says even a spoon you can't even use for a dover heter, but it's not its ikka purpose. A spoon you can only use to drink with, to eat soup with. If you want to use a spoon to mix up something, since that's not its ikka tashmish, it's also wasa. That's the bigger chumra. Here it's just you can't move a heter take a kli, but tzarech muksa. That's Rabbi Yitzchak shita. We don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak though. Right, Meisvei, for the Gemara Kashan and Yitzchak, call on it to Yufta. We ask all these brises here that's mashm, you are allowed to be metal to clear itself, Dover Osir. Vashani b'tzarchlum koimui. It's a new heter. We're talking about where you picked up the kli, litzarech mekoimui. What does the tzarech mekoimui mean? It's Rashi b'tzarchlum koimui. Lishtamesh b'mokum akli. Talking about you had a soup plate on a table, on a chair. Now you want to sit down on the chair. If you want to sit down on the chair, tzarech to mokum with a chair, pshit, you're allowed to pick up the soup plate. Otherwise, you can't sit down. So once you picked up the soup plate in your hand, once it's in your hand, then even if Yitzchak's mud, you can go wherever you want. You can put it then on top of an egg also then. Or you can put it then to hold the curve from falling down. Even though it's not mutter to touch the curve, but once you have the beam in your hand, because you had a heter to pick it up, a tzarech mekoimai, it's in its place where it was, you wanted to use that place. So you had a heter to pick it up, once it's in your hand, then you can go wherever you want. Rashi tzarchum koymoi lishtamish b'mokum akli or mitayach shiyachol itloy letzarchum koymoi. Once you're allowed to pick up this soup plate because you want to sit down on the chair, malich l'mokum shiyertzi, could take it any place you want to. Toshma, come another raya bring Mishnah and Gemara and Beitza. Achaz Beitza shenolda b'Shabbos, where the egg was hatched on Shabbos. The achaz Beitza shenolda b'yontiv was hatched on yomtiv. Is ein metaltlin. You're not allowed to be metaltl something. Loy lichsoy lo ein metaltlin. You can't be metaltl the egg. The egg is muksa. Loy lichasa is basically, you can't use the egg like to cover up a bottle, to use for a bottle cover. You can't use it to put your bed on top of it. Vice says you put an egg straight up, it's very, very strong. You can't smash it in. If you want to put the egg straight up and put your bed on top of it, in the middle of the week, they used to do that. On Yom Tov, you can't do it because it's muksa. I will kay for a little kli. But you are allowed to take a soup plate and put it on top of the egg. Bishrosh noti shover. Today it shouldn't break. So the kashan of Yitzchak. The Yitzchak holds you're not allowed to be metatel a kli for the purpose of saving an egg, since an egg is muksam. And here it says klutz mutam. Same territory. So chinam v'tzachim koymoid. We're talking about a case where this kli metchil was on the chair. And now you want to sit down on the chair. Since it's on the...